everybody. Welcome back to Seller Performance Solutions. I'm here with Rafael Veloz. I said your name correctly, I hope.
You did.
Yes. We were recently speakers at the Seller Kingdom Conference in Seoul, and we had a chance to talk about all kinds of stuff. And I thought maybe we could have a conversation today about the types of things people need to do in terms of content management, some of the ideas you have that are special and unique for brands that help them max out on their Q4 Black Friday, Cyber Monday sales. So I guess my first question would be, is it 2 or 3 months in advance that you have to line this stuff up? Is it like 6 months? What do you tell people to do to make sure their November is like the peak sales period they expect it to be?
So obviously the more in advance you plan, the better. Depending on the product, I wouldn't recommend doing like a year in advance sometimes in terms of content, because things could change drastically. But if you have something lined up, the better. I think optimal would be between 4-3 months, because unless something major happens, like nothing should change during that time. So 3 months should be enough for a company to go to a company and you tell them like, hey, this is what I want to do. They should be able to do a plan. Even me, but the way we work is we do a strategy plan based on how the culture, or depending on your product again, but how the atmosphere or the niche or the category, or the marketplace, whatever you want to call it, is at that moment. We make a plan for it and then we execute. Most likely it's going to be dependent on the hero image. So we get a lot of, you know, click-through rates. And also if your conversion is not that well at the moment that you're doing the optimization, I would say definitely look into why are you not getting enough buyers, you know, and then optimize based on that.
Do people try to work with you like 3 weeks, 4 weeks before to try to change things, or do you just tell them not the time to do that?
Yeah, we've had clients that do it 6 months in advance. We have clients who do it last minute, because a lot of clients are like, oh, I forgot about this, let's do it. So for them, we usually just optimize the first or second hero image, maybe some shots in the commercials that we already have data from them that we already worked in the past before. Those are the return clients. The new clients usually do it like 2-3 months in advance.
Okay.
And I think the most benefit about this is having that image that stands out, because you're already spending money on PPC. Why not make the best out of it? Having that image that stands out and makes them click, because you want that click. If nobody clicks on your list, you're never going to make a sale, right?
It seems like there's a glut of services now saying, we'll do videos for you, we'll upgrade your images, partially because the competition is so fierce that brands recognize the need more and they're willing to pay. I think earlier now they realize they have to do this stuff to compete. Are you you're spending a lot more time on video, I would assume, these days with the rise of A+ content and the importance of differentiation?
That's such a good question, man. That's such a compelling question. Such a good question. So based on the new advances, technological advances of Amazon with Ruffus and Cosmos and all this, a lot has been, actually, there was an article that came out not too long ago from Kevin King. Well, Kevin King sent it, but it was an article by Danny McMillan and I forgot the other person's name, that analyzed how the algorithm was thinking now, or was analyzing and ranking. And there's a huge debate on that, so I'm not going to go with. But what I've seen the results so far, I actually talked about this in the conference in Seoul, South Korea. The more people interact with the content and the more the people find the content within the listing to their liking and they can relate to it and they find it valuable, the more they're going to convert. We just took a client from $400 or $500 a month average to over $800 a month. We didn't change anything. We didn't change PPC. We didn't change the copywriting. We just changed how the product was presented to the users and how we told the story. That we did change. And because of that, we increased big time. So how we use the tools, obviously, we start using A+ content premium, but more interactive. We did a lot of different things that it'll take an hour to explain. But
well, I'm just curious, did they have somebody that was doing subpar work for them? You don't have to get into too many details. And they swapped them out for you? Or were they just not doing any of these things because it was an oversight on their part?
Oh, man. The most important thing here, I'm not going to go into that as well, because then controversy and all that fun stuff. But
we love controversy. You gotta hang out on this podcast. Where we love that stuff.
Clickbait. Some clickbait stuff.
No, not a clickbait company. Yeah. Controversy is okay as long as it's fact-driven data-driven.
Sure. So. I'll give a little bit of controversy. It's not about the content. It's about who's creating the content. Because expertise, for example, I sent 2 or 3 referrals to a client of mine that had a problem. But the person who ended up solving that problem was you, because you had the expertise. But I also sent it to other two companies and they couldn't solve it. But why did you solve it? Because you have the knowledge. So it's the same thing on our end. I've had clients, I actually have a client right now who sells a specific product, can tell which product. And they went with one of my competitors. Mm-hmm. And that was like 5 months ago. They rescheduled me back. They're like, hey, dude, my PPC, my return, my ACoS was 120. I got it down to 100. Now it's 90. ACoS at 90. I was like, that's crazy. Yeah. And then the dude is like, my return on ad spend is 1.14. I was like, brother, you're losing so much money. So now he has to spend more money on top to use my services. And the most funny thing is that the listing reference that he sent me is one of my clients. So he's using my content as a reference to where he wants to get at. And I'm not using this to boast. It's just what's happening. So the most important thing, whichever company you guys work with, use me, whoever, have a detailed plan. Think as marketers before you execute.
Strategy. We're always telling people, like, you don't have to hire us, but have a bona fide, tried and tested, relevant to your situation strategy.
Like this guy, like my client, who was using another company, and he spent like a week, I think, trying to solve this problem. I was like, dude, just use Chris, bro. And you solved it in 3 days. No, honestly.
It took us a few days, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not trying to kiss ass here, but it's honestly,
right. Solved no, it in 3 days.
Something that they tried to do for 2 weeks, and you solved it in 3 days. I was like, there you go. You always get what you pay for. That's my granny always told me that. She's completely right, man. The other thing is, one thing that was with this specific client that I just had a call like an hour ago, I asked him, like, how did this other company work? He's like, no, I just sent them the product and they just did whatever. So they didn't give you a plan. They didn't show you anything. They didn't talk you through what strategies they should be using. They didn't think of your PPC. They're like, no. So what we do here is, like, at least we think of your PPC. We meet with your PPC partner or the agency who's doing your PPC. And we're like, okay, based on this, we're going to do this. Oh, okay, let me help you, because we have to support the PPC. That's where a lot of the people burn cash. You know, that's where you're actually spending some money there. I hope that that answers your question. It was a lot.
Yeah, I mean, they could be using, no, it does. They could be using that money elsewhere. This isn't the time. I mean, fees are up. Ads cost big more. Time. This isn't the time to be like wasting cash you could be devoting elsewhere in your business.
So I'm hoping
brand owners understand that efficiency matters, strategy matters, and just having the plan that you described. Because for something entirely different, I have those conversations almost every day too, where I come away from maybe the call or whatever thinking, I don't get it. What was the plan? Maybe there was no plan. Or maybe there was a plan, but it was deficient. So much is going into strategy. I mean, you see it differently in your world.
It's like if you don't have a plan, you're planning to fail type of situation always, you know? So make sure that you do have a plan. And for everything, even for solving problems internally, for disputes with Amazon, have a plan. If you're planning to launch, have a plan to launch, right? If you're doing PPC, have a plan for PPC. And especially for content, we have to remember that, yes, ranking matters and all these things matter, but and pricing matters, reviews matters, but perceived quality is very important. At the end of the day, a human being is the one who's going to buy this product. And if a human being is going to buy this product, you have to literally manipulate this human being to thinking that your product is better than competition based on reviews, pricing, quality, perceived quality. Maybe your product is made in the US and that's your marketing advantage. So make sure that whatever it is that you're doing, strategy, even if it's competing on pricing, which I don't recommend, but even if it's competing on pricing, making sure that you're literally manipulating this human to thinking that your product is worth spending that money on. It's true. That's just how marketing is, you know?
Yeah,
remember that marketing plan in the 80s where you show a really hot girl with a really hot car? They don't use that type of marketing anymore.
Oh, people still do that, I think.
Really? No.
I still see the YouTubers and the seller advice gurus with the cars. I don't know if they hire models to jump in or not. That is still a thing.
So mainstream brands don't use that anymore, but now the YouTube gurus in general use that, you know, hot cars, like, oh, have this life. If you follow my course or you do this, you're going to have this car type of situation. That's marketing 101. You're manipulating people to think that if you do this, you'll gain this. That's literally manipulation. So obviously there's honest manipulation, better or decent or valuable, whatever you want to call it. But at the end of the day, you're trying to make people think that this is going to happen if you do this. So make sure that you're doing it, obviously, ethical, the ethical way. But either way, you have to do it for
it costs you in the long run. Yeah, doing it using little tricks and hacks and expecting to survive long term on that, it costs you in the long run. Do you ever do like a post Black Friday Cyber Monday or a post Q4, like post mortem? Like, could we have done it differently? Could we have done something else? If a brand, let's just say they're like, oh, I thought we were going to sell. I mean, everyone wants to sell more than they sell, right? Even if they have a great Christmas. Do they ever say, I could have doubled this or tripled this? What could we have done differently? Do you have those conversations with people after November, December? Or do you just kind of focus on the new year?
That's a beautiful question. And the way we do it, and honestly, we only do it with higher tier clients. I don't want to mitigate anybody thinking that they're not higher tier. Everybody's valuable in the world, but some people are willing to spend more than others. That does take time. So we do it. So for example, this client that we took from 500 to 800K a month, every week we go into their listing and we analyze what's going on, what we could do better. How can we increase the click-through rate at least by a 0.2%? How can we increase the conversion rate by a little percentage, at least something? Because obviously every little percentage is thousands of dollars. So especially after those peak seasons, we go inside, or even before, like what's going on? Are we getting more impressions, getting less impressions? What's the competition doing? What are they doing? So that constant strategizing, obviously that takes time, manpower, woman power, human power in general, and takes a lot of creative juice. And based on the experience, we tell them like, hey, we think we should do this. We think we should do something else. Or like, maybe we could do this instead of, we did this for Halloween and it didn't work out as we expected. Maybe we can do this for Christmas. Marketing, something very important for marketing is that in marketing, 1 + 1 does not always equal 2. Is we think it's going to equal 2, and hopefully based on the strategy is going to equal 2, right? So it's always that contesting optimization, testing optimization. That's just how marketing is, unfortunately.
What are the common misconceptions you have to deal with? Do people come to you and say, I saw a video online, I saw these posts by some other people.
Oh, I got one.
Do you have to teach them to unlearn things, or are they just throwing other people's ideas at you? What are the biggest misconceptions you face?
So my background is filmmaking and advertising. Mm-hmm. And in 2009, I quit law school after 3 years so I can focus on, I was doing law back in Venezuela. I'm from Venezuela. And in 2009, I did my first professional music video. I had a crew of 20 people. So that's where it all blew up. In 2012, I got into advertising, Facebook ads, Instagram ads, all these other things, right? Google ads. So one thing that I get into a lot is that people, for example, this is just one thing out of many, people use the same video for everything, The same video for sponsored display ads, the same video for sponsored brand ads videos, for sponsored TV, for listing videos, for the premium plus content video, for UGC video, for the same video for everything. One video can work for two things, but video placement or advertisement placement, it's very important to have the mindset of where this is going to be displayed at. Imagine if you ran a seen on TV video in a Super Bowl commercial spot. It's not going to work that much. A Super Bowl commercial spot, it's worth thousands of dollars for a reason. Some people are going to say, but Kanye West's video did really well. Yes, it's Kanye West. You are not Kanye West. Like Kanye West is hate him, like him. I don't care. But he's well known, dominant figure. Yep. Right? He's very controversial. So whatever he does is going to work. You are to hire Kanye West. To hire Kanye West for that, it's going to cost you millions of dollars.
Right.
So advertisement placement, it's very important. A video that's meant for PPC to drive traffic is completely different for a video that's in for the listing that's designed to convert. And the video in the listing carousel images, it's difficult, should be completely different, as well as the video that's in the premium plus content video, and the premium that's in the video that's within the Amazon store should be different from the video and from all the rest. So that right there, It's a big, like, I've seen that so many times. I'm like, guys, that's why you're not getting a good click-through rate, because this video is not meant for this. It sucks.
Do you have a hard time convincing people to change strategies?
Yeah. Do they 100%.
Do they just talk about how much they've invested on a previous strategy and they want to see it through, quote unquote?
Yes, 100%. Yeah. I've had, actually, this is so interesting. Like that mindset, that's crazy that you nailed it. Well, you hit it right on the head of the nail. I've had clients who were like, okay, what if you do it for free? And then if it works, we'll pay you. I was like, No. Like, do you ever go to a restaurant and you eat and you're like, oh, this wasn't good. I won't pay. Like, maybe they'll give you a discount, but most likely they'll still charge you.
Yeah.
And one thing that I've seen, but actually that I took a risk with one of my clients. I was like, you know what? Let's do a break or let's do a performance base. But again, I know I'm going to reach it, but you have to pay like 4 times more. Are you willing to do that? Like, yes. Okay, let's do it. So I did that with one of my clients. That actually ended up being a very, very good deal. But I do have a very hard time because the thing is, we call it spoiled. You know how a kid, you give candy to a kid, and then when you don't, when you take away the kid's got to be all, I want the candy. So Amazon basically spoiled a lot of Amazon sellers because in 2015, you put anything up and that would sell like hotcakes, right? Yeah. But now, because it's gotten so competitive and it has gotten so expensive, now you actually have to start doing advertising. That's why Amazon launched all these other new services, such as sponsored TV, et cetera, right? So because of that, now people have to, they don't get the candy anymore. Now you have to actually have to start investing. So I've had a very hard time. But once I do convince them, it works marvelous. Like, we've gotten so many good deals. For example, one thing that I recently did is I was working with Vincenzo from Comsi, and we were optimizing a client's listing based on his PPC strategy. Dude, that was amazing. We got such a high revenue for this client. So yeah, data and analyzing, having a plan does work, and having a good PPC person also works. That we have to work hand in hand with them a lot of times.
In tandem, yeah. So like you mentioned, I'm starting a new video series with agency owners. It'll be coming out and announced in a bit. But for today, and we'll continue some of this conversation there. But for today, any last thoughts in terms of finishing the year strong, planning for January, February 2025? Any last words of wisdom you'd like to give our podcast listeners?
Okay. Yeah. I was talking yesterday with a friend. Ranking is very important, but if you're top of rank, and that's great. Either way, you have competitors next to you. So make sure that you're testing out as much as you can. Make sure you're testing out as much as you can the hero image. We use Pixel. We use Pixel at Sure Studio. So what we do is that we test out the competitors' hero images first. We put them against each other. Once we get that data back, then we'll think a strategy for ours. Then we create 5 of our own hero images. Then we test out our hero images. Then we get the top 2 winners, and then we put it against all the 2 top winners of the competition. So at the end of the day, you should be doing at least 3 demographic-based tests, and you should be doing 5 images at least minimum. So from there is that you should have a winning image. And on top of that, you should be A-B testing that image within Amazon experiments. It's a very long process, but if that could increase your click-through rate by at least 1%, that's a lot, man. That could be thousands of dollars, literally. So you could be spending $2,000 within image testing and optimizing that hero image. But if it can make you $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, why not do it? You know,
then it's worth it. So where can you tell people to reach you if they have questions on anything we talked about today? Best place?
Yeah. Reach out to shareitstudio.com. Just go there. It's like you share something on social media. That's where actually the name came from. Because we want to create content so good that's shareable. So shareitstudio.com. There you can find my email, schedule a call. And if you tell us you come from Chris, you're going to get a 15 to 20 or 30% discount automatically. So make sure you come from Ecom Chris. I'm not going to say because it's an internal joke. We went to the border between North and South Korea. That was a good trip.
Yeah, the DMZ.
Yeah, that was a good trip that we took.
Definitely an interesting day trip. Different from what we were doing in Seoul, talking to different brand owners, which was great, but it was a good break from the city. Yeah.
All right, thanks again,
Rafael Veloz, for joining us, answering my questions. I'm sure we'll see you again on the podcast, and I'll hook up with you for the video series a bit later on. Have a good one. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Seller Performance Solutions. We'll be back next week.